It's been 1 year since the riots in Argentina that led to the resignation of President Fernando de la Rúa. Anniversary protests started yesterday. They're expected to continue today as the current Argentine president, Eduardo Duhalde, still faces economic crisis. From Buenos Aires, Brian Burns reports.
The final clumps of cement are shoveled around the makeshift monument erected for Gustavo Benedetto. 19-year-old Benedetto was shot and killed last December 20th during violent clashes with police. At least 25 other people died, most of them in and around the Plaza de Mayo, the famed plaza that flanks the presidential palace in downtown Buenos Aires. Every month since then, family and friends of the victims have marched to remember their loved ones.
Él era la primera vez que vio alguna marcha. Él estaba muy enojado porque se había quedado sin trabajo y por eso vino.
It was the first time that he came to a march, says Gustavo's sister Eliana. He was mad because he had just lost his job. That is why he came downtown. Two men, a bank security guard and a police officer, have been charged with Benedetto's murder, but most of the other deaths remain unsolved. Argentina has a long history of violent protests and is still recovering from its so-called dirty war of the 1970s and 80s, during which as many as 30,000 victims of the dictatorship disappeared. But as fresh as those wounds are, Argentina has many other pressing issues at hand: a $100 billion debt default, 22% unemployment, and dramatic increases in crime and poverty have left the country once considered South America's most sophisticated in ruins.
Argentina is a country that is chronically overspent.
Carlos Escudé is a professor of international relations at Ditella University in Buenos Aires and holds a PhD from Yale. He predicts that this year's anniversary protests will be calm, but also says Argentina must solve fundamental problems within its governing system before leaders can truly win the support of citizens and international lenders.
If Argentina comes to an agreement with the International Monetary Fund, Argentina will not fulfill its commitments, and we will be back at square one, and eventually the international community will impose severe sanctions upon Argentina.
Government-imposed banking sanctions are exactly what led many middle-class citizens to lash out against the government last year. Most of these withdrawal restrictions were lifted earlier this month, but for many, like newsstand owner Juan Manuel Fernandez, all that means is easier access to money that just isn't there.
I worked the same as the last year. The problem is now you pay more taxes, everybody increased the prices. I'm talking about the prices. And the problem is the people, they earn the same money. So that's the real problem. Everything is increased, so you don't have money to think about vacation, holidays.
This year's holiday season is also campaign season. Most Argentines hope to ride out the crisis until a new president takes power in May. Many others are demanding earlier elections and plan to make that point on Friday when they march to the Plaza de Mayo. For NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Buenos Aires.